Now, today is the 1st of August, and joining us this morning to share something about this date in history is breakfast producer Zoe Kanatis. Good morning, Zoe.
How's it going?
Yes, it's going very well, Zoe.
What
have you learned about today?
Well, on this day in 1774, oxygen was isolated from air successfully by scientist Joseph Priestley. Oxygen had been produced by several chemists prior to its discovery in 1774, but they failed to recognise it as a distinct element. Priestley and a chemist called Carl Wilhelm both independently discovered oxygen, but Priestley is usually given credit for its discovery because he published his findings.
So what else did Joseph Priestley get up to in his life?
Well, I think this is pretty cool. He invented soda water.
He invented soda. What were people drinking their vodka with before soda water?
Just straight, I think, probably.
Oh, wow. That's
it was harsher cool. times too, though. So yeah, you'd want rough. It straight.
He also invented the eraser. He identified a dozen key chemical compounds and wrote an important early paper about electricity. Something very interesting about him, though, was he had very unorthodox religious views, and his support for the American and French revolutions so enraged his fellow countrymen that he was forced to flee England in 1794. He settled in Pennsylvania, where he continued his research until his death.
That's kind of taunting the English a bit, isn't it? Sort of being so excited about the American Revolution. Like those Americans sure did get it right when they fought a war with us successfully. And
you're right,
succeeded.
Our country does suck, and we shouldn't rule other countries. What else have you learned about this day in history?
Well, on this day in 1981, MTV premieres at 12:01 a.m. The original purpose of MTV was to be music television, playing music videos 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, guided by on-air personalities known as VJs or video jockeys, which I had no idea that's what VJs standard for.
You just thought they invented them?
Yeah, I had no idea. Like DJs, obviously.
Yes.
But then I thought the V came from the V in television. Anyway, not the point. The original slogan of the channels were "You'll never look at music the same way again" and "On cable in stereo." And I have a clip of the moment of the sort of opening of MTV.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
I guess at some point they stopped playing music on MTV and it started being mostly reality TV shows.
Yeah, I don't know when that point was.
We should get a clip from that moment.
That clip actually includes sounds from the Apollo 11 launch, and they had originally planned to use Neil Armstrong's "One Small Step" quote, but our lawyers actually said that Armstrong owned the quote, which I had no idea, and that he refused to let MTV use it. So the quote was replaced with a beeping sound that you may have not heard.
So does he get paid every time people use it?
I don't know.
That's really strange that he owns the words for when I guess he stepped on the moon.
You seem even hesitant to say it now, yeah. Now that you know he owns the quote.
Well, we don't have a lot of money here. I don't want to get sued by Neil Armstrong's
estate. He also owns the moon.
He was the guy who put the flag down. He's like, it's mine now. What are you going to do about it?
But also the voice you heard in that clip of the man saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll," is the CEO of MTV.
That's not Neil Armstrong?
Not Neil Armstrong.
No, that would have been extra good. Hey, Neil, we want to use your quote, no, but you can get me saying this is rock and roll.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Now, what song should we listen to cap off this chat?
Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. Is that how you say that? The Buggles?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I didn't
neither
know
do I.
The name of the artist.
It's a great song though. But it was famously the first ever video clip to be played on MTV.
Classic. Zoe, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.